Mills County Judge's Report, June 25th, recorded June 24th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is also available for listening at any time via the modern miracle of the internet on the Goldthwaite Eagle website and through the Mills County website. The Commissioner's Court met this last Monday on June 22nd with a combination of in-person and Zoom appearances. Representatives of the U.S. Census Bureau addressed the court on the need to improve Mills County's showing in the census. Approximately 37.5% of the estimated residents in Mills County have self-responded. That's lower than any of the surrounding counties and below the statewide average response rate at this time in the 50% range. The reporting period for the census runs through October, so there is still time, but it's important and affects Mills County and Goldthwaite financially. The Census Bureau has left materials on gates across the country. If you got one, fill it out. If it's on a pasture gate, you can still respond on the internet using the code on the package. Just report that no one lives there. The Census Bureau has used satellite imaging to determine where residents might exist, but this has led to quite a bit of error, as a barn roof or a shed can generate an image that looks a lot like a house. The commissioners listened to a pitch from Bluebonnet Wind for a small, that's a 25 turbine project, proposed in the Payne Gap area of Mills County. Despite the small size, the project's developer is asking for a large tax abatement, a 70% abatement for 10 years. The other projects, which have been approved in the county and generally much larger, having 100 plus turbines, have all used smaller abatements, 60% for the first 5 years, reducing to 40% for the second five. The Commissioner's Court took no action. We will consult with counsel and ultimately schedule a public hearing on the matter, although given the current increase in COVID infections, we may wait a while. Cody McCarran and Karen McMahon discussed the proposed budget for Mills Central Appraisal District in advance of a public hearing on the matter. The public hearing, which the Appraisal District has scheduled on their budget, is July 8th. The county's concern was an increase in spending in the budget over the current year actual spending, salary increases for district employees who are already competitively paid for the local market, and the fact that the district budget is apportioned to the various taxing entities, like the county and the school district, into our budget, and ultimately that turns into your tax rate at a time when the county and other government agencies are trying to cut budgets to reduce the burden on taxpayers. The court tabled action on the matter until after the appraisal district's public hearing July 8th. I'd like to hear at that point what the community thinks about the appraisal district budget. County court met this morning for the first time since approximately March, and it was generally routine. Despite the COVID-related access controls, which are required by the state judiciary, unfortunately, Facebook fan paranoia got stirred up over a car of outsiders parked on the north side of the courthouse this morning. Turns out, the outsiders were responding to a subpoena to appear in county court. The summons directed them to enter through the north side lower level entrance shortly before the opening of court at 9 o'clock. The purpose for that was COVID screening. Temperatures are checked, masks are handed out, and an exposure questionnaire is run through. So they were there on court order on business completely unrelated to anything. So how would you feel in another county when you were called to court to answer for a misdemeanor from several months back, only to find everyone, some of whom were openly carrying weapons, watching you suspiciously as you waited for your court time? After court was over, about 10:30, the courthouse reverted to business as usual. I suspect we have been cased over our Confederate paraphernalia. It attracted attention even before the current news cycle. Time will tell, but the paranoia stirred up on Facebook is dangerous. Remember, on the internet, words can live forever and may turn up as evidence in the future. The COVID numbers are changing too rapidly to bother discuss in a weekly news broadcast. So suffice it to say that the virus has not taken a break, despite Texans having moved on. Please wear a mask when you can't maintain distancing. There are active and growing cases in all of the surrounding counties. As I record this, there are no active cases in Mills County, but if I was betting, I'd bet that we will have an active case by this time next week, and we will see tightening of rules and regulations from our governor. That's despite the Department of State Health Services being so overwhelmed by the scope of this outbreak that they have given up on a commitment to 24-hour reporting of new cases and warned us that there may be delays of several days or more in getting the numbers out. That's enough for now. Stay safe, stay sane, and be mindful of the tracks you leave on the internet. This is Ed Smith, your Mills County Judge.